Hi, welcome to Flip It and Rebuild It, the podcast for people who want to discover the keys to unlock their full potential and to build a strong foundation that will see you through even the most difficult storms of life. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Susan. And each of us has overcome challenges that could have destroyed us. Instead, we discovered the secrets to finding our own inner peace. And we're here with you today to share them with you.
We are talking about procrastination.
How much do you do it?
I used to have a really big problem with it, actually. I don't do it all the time now, but I have a problem with it when I'm overwhelmed with a lot of stuff at once. Like when my to-do list is so big, I don't even want to make a to-do list, then I don't want to do anything.
So, okay, what is procrastination? I looked up the definition of it. Ooh. Delay or postpone action, put off doing something. Mm-hmm. And we hear this word everywhere now. Everybody talks about procrastinating and all that. And it really is just not doing something you should be doing. Mm-hmm. Avoiding it. And people really look into it so deeply as to the why they're avoiding it and what they're doing, what psychologically is telling them and all that. And really, it's just about taking the road with least resistance.
Yeah.
It's just doing what's easy. In this day and age, we have so many things that feed that habit, feed the procrastination. You know, mm-hmm. Facebook, Netflix, TV, newspapers, news, mm-hmm. The internet. They all feed our habit of just sitting there and just allowing us to consume stuff, allowing things to happen to us as opposed to doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the problem. Everything is designed. Facebook, just look at the way they got the videos now. How many times have you in the past few weeks looked at a video on Facebook and it automatically scrolls to the next one? You don't even have to move your finger. You don't even have to move. You don't even have to think. And the next video is put there in front of you. And the worst thing is they almost know what you want to watch next.
Yeah.
Everything is designed to keep you there mindlessly. Keeping your habits up of doing the same thing again and again and again.
Yeah.
It's no wonder. Like, it's funny because no wonder there's 7 billion people on the world now. We should be achieving massive, massive things, massive action.
Yeah.
But yet we're just zombies to phones and Facebook. Years ago, when you could only go to cinema once a week.
Yeah.
Because that's all you could afford. That was the only entertainment you had, or playing a few games or something like that. But most of the time you had to work or do something productive. Any wonder whole railways were built, whole buildings were built, all these different things happened.
Well, you know, something like 90 or 95% of people check their Facebook 8 times in the first 10 minutes they're awake in the morning.
That's frightening. And emails and Twitter and, you know, they're right there in front of us. You know, I cannot remember when I used to wake up in the morning. And because I'm paralyzed, I can't just jump out of bed. I used to wake up in the morning and used to have to wait till I was out of bed before I could check the internet or check and do something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Whereas now I literally press a button on my chair, I sit up and I got my iPad in front of me. I'm faced with everything I need.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. These distractions, they're right in front of us. They're readily available all the time. You know, like almost taunting us to be distracted. But ultimately, we choose where we're putting our time. I actually set my reset. I used to have my email running every 3 minutes. Every 3 minutes, it would send me a notification. You have an email. I'm at the point now where it doesn't check automatically. I only just physically check it. And I try to make sure I do it at least once a day. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Don't even check my email every day. And that was a huge distraction for me.
But we get so into this habit of needing to stay in touch. It gives us those little endorphin pills.
Yeah, it does.
When we hear that ping, that notification, someone's liked our post. Well, liked is not even nice anymore. It's got to be a love now.
Right.
We've upped the game there now. No one cares about 100 likes. It's got to be 100 loves and things like that. And it's got to be comments and it's got to be shares. But we get these little feel-good factors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we do. You know, the Netflix episodes, you know, at the beginning, we're like, oh, let's find out what happened next. And then the whole lull in the middle of it. And then we're looking forward to the end. It's like, oh my God. And then right at the end, it gives you the cliffhanger to stay there and watch the next episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's really difficult to turn the episode off 10 minutes into it.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes before the end.
Yeah.
They know exactly the opportune moment where people look away and stop doing things.
And yeah.
It's all planned and it's all brilliantly done.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a really great YouTube video about like scientific research about how social media affects people. And it all that actually releases endorphins. People actually get addicted to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's no different than what driven us for thousands and thousands of years. That connection with somebody, that little, you know, oh, they're taking notice of me, that little bit of attention. And we all like it.
Yeah, but here's, you know, I think anything, you know, even something that's good for you, because social media has a lot of positive qualities, anything to excess is bad for you. Anything to excess. But as far as like procrastination goes, I think it's just an easy excuse for us to not do what we don't want to do.
What did you say back a moment ago about anything? I didn't hear you because I got speakers down quite low. Something's bad for us.
Oh, anything. I was saying even something that's good for us to in excess is bad for us. Too much of anything is not a good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because we've just got to up the game all the time.
Yep.
So we'll stay there and do more and do more. And and this is why series and things like that have to be better and better each time.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to them more. You know, at one time we were happy with one a week. Now we want one series to come out all in one go so we can binge it.
Yeah.
And it's all about, it's not about avoiding what we're doing. It's about just, it's just easy to feel good just consuming the content, which it's their job to do it. That's just why we're paying them, is to give us content. So how do we turn this around? How do we actually get some of our stuff done? And the funny thing is, when we're at work, we don't procrastinate because we've got no choice. Our boss tells us what we need to do, so we do it and get on with it.
Yeah.
So it's not as if we're addicted to it. It's not as if procrastination is really the problem.
Oh, no, I think motivation is the problem. Yeah. You've lost your, you're either never were motivated about it or you lost your motivation. Like, you know, in the case where you have something that you feel like you need to do, but you don't want to do, or in the case where you've told someone you would do something, but you don't want to do it for whatever reason. Like, something that you're just dreading doing.
So how do we get over it? How do we start doing the things we really want to do? Now, I want to write a book. There's so many things I want to do. Yet Netflix and all the other things are just seem the easiest thing to do. One, I think I've got plenty of time and I haven't.
Yeah.
So how do we turn this around? How do we start doing the things that we need to get done?
Well, I mean, I think it boils down to motivation. You've got to really in your heart feel like, I want to get this done, and you will get it done if you want to. So if you're looking at something that you're not necessarily looking forward to doing or have been putting off because you are feeling, you know, less confident or for whatever reason, you don't want to do this thing, you've got to figure out what your motivation is to get it done. How is this going to change your life? How is this going to make things better? How is this going to improve? How is this going to be a step forward? Like, come up with that thing that you can hold on to and go, okay, this is why I need to get this done.
No, the need to doesn't work. The need to is when you're in trouble and you need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
There's no motivation in that.
Yes, exactly.
What is in it for me if I do this?
Well, that's what provides you with your motivation, is your why.
Yeah. You cannot get motivation without the why.
Yeah.
You know, the why has to come before the motivation. And the flip side of that is, what's the cost of not doing it?
Yeah.
If you really look at the emotional cost of not doing it. So you take my book. I want to finish writing my book. I've got the title. Mm-hmm. Now, if I don't write it, I'm going to let down a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let myself down. Mm-hmm. I've only got one life and one opportunity to write it. Well, what mm-hmm. happens if something goes wrong in 2 or 3 years' time and I never wrote that book?
Yeah.
The cost of that is pretty huge to me because I want that book to be my legacy.
Yeah.
And I've only got one chance of that legacy.
Yeah.
What other ways have you got of beating the procrastination? Getting stuff done.
Let's see. Well, you know, this is, like I said before, this is something that I used to have a really big problem with. And I used to even be like, oh yeah, I perform better if I wait till the last minute. I don't know that I ever really believed that. but so I've kind of refined my process. And, you know, I figured out, I'm at a point now where I only procrastinate when I have a lot, when I'm overwhelmed. And like we always say, awareness is everything. As soon as I notice that I'm doing it, I sit down and I make a priority list. Okay, what things are really important to me? What things can wait? And then I take that a step further, and each day, instead of having a big long list, I, based on that priority list, make a short list of things I can do in one day. And half of them are things that, you know, need to be done right away, the fires that need to be put out, because that's what gets my list long, is I'm focused on the fires. But you got to do those. And then half the list is working toward long-term goals, because right. if I'm just putting out the fires, I'm not working toward the future. I figure out what I need to do to get started on whatever it is, that first step that I need to take. I figure out what that is. And then I push myself to do that first step. And honestly, once I get past that first step, the rest just come. I mean, it just starts happening. And that's my process every time.
It's very similar to, have you ever heard of the Eisenhower box?
No, I haven't.
Well, imagine a box that's four squares, two at the top and two at the bottom. Along the top, you've got, above the square, you've got urgent and not urgent.
Mm-hmm.
And on the side, you've got not important and important. I'll mm-hmm. put a link, or you type in Google, Eisenhower box, and it'll come up with loads and loads of images. It's quite famous. Mm-hmm. So then in the top left box, it's urgent and important. So you do mm-hmm. it, whatever you put mm-hmm. in there.
Yeah.
In the top right box, it's not urgent but important. So you decide and you put it in your schedule.
Yeah.
The bottom left is urgent but not important. So you delegate.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And then the bottom right is not urgent, not important. You delete.
Nice. I like
and
that.
And it's really simple and it really breaks down. And that's what I've had to do recently. I've had a couple of really big projects that have been hanging over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because I haven't really been sure how to do them. So I've been pushing them away.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's not going to be an easy task.
Yeah.
So therefore, and Ajahn Brahms is a brilliant quote. He's a Australian monk. And he comes out with these brilliant adages. And he says, pushing the wheelbarrow is easy. Thinking about it is the hard part.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I spent so many months thinking about how to do this.
Yeah.
But when I actually sat down to do it the other day, it was fairly simple. Because I did what you said, one step at a time. I just went through the process. What do I need to do?
Mm-hmm,
and started.
Yeah. I was going to say, with your box theory, you're going to, in that top box, you're going to end up with big, huge projects. The things that are really important and really urgent, they're going to be huge, daunting things, no matter what they are. And I actually, what I do is I break it down. I break that down, like taxes. I am a year overdue getting these taxes done. I've put taxes at the top of my list so many times, it's not even funny. And I haven't looked at it. I haven't even looked at it. They are started. Haven't looked at it. And what I need to do is figure out, okay, what's the next step I need to do to get the taxes done, and just focus on that one step. So you're kind of breaking down big projects into chunks, manageable, attainable chunks. I also think it's really, this wasn't really a point necessarily, but I wanted to fit this in here somewhere. I think it's also really important to understand how you are motivated. You might be motivated intrinsically, where you know, your motivation comes from within. If it makes you feel good, you feel motivated to do it. Extrinsically motivated, where you need a reward or a punishment or a support or something like that to help motivate you to do something. And if that's the case, it's helpful to, one, promise yourself a reward for accomplishing your goal. I don't recommend punishing yourself, but also finding someone to hold you accountable will help too. If you're,
your taxes is the perfect example of Brian Tracy's theory of eat the frog.
Oh yeah.
and it's eat the frog because we always nearly have one task that we don't want to do.
Yeah.
And during the day, our motivation wanes.
Yeah.
But what we do is we get out of bed and we got loads of motivation and we do the jobs we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, 3 o'clock, we're saddled with the one job we don't want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And with least motivation, with least get up and go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, and then we put it to the top of the list.
Yeah.
And then next day, we'll say we do it.
Yeah.
And we don't do it.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is flip that around and eat the frog in the morning.
Yeah.
You, when the morning, when you're most motivated, when you're most energy, when you're ready to go, do that job you don't want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And stay there until it's done.
Yeah. Cause you'll feel so much better when you're done with it. You'll just like, all right, I'm ready to face the day.
You don't need motivation to do the nicer, easier things to do.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So you can do them later in the day. So one thing I do when I'm productive, I haven't been very productive recently, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast. But when I'm really productive, I put 3 things the night before on my to-do list.
Yeah.
And they have to be part of the big long-term plan.
Yeah.
It's no good putting something off on a tangent. It's just a good idea at a time.
But put
3 things on the list and do the one hardest, biggest job in the morning when you have the most get up and go to do it.
Absolutely.
Stick it in until it's done.
Yeah, I agree.
And you'll feel so much better for it.
Yeah.
I wanted to elaborate on you just that taking the first step and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I got this from, but I got it from somewhere. And that's the 3, 2, 1, go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really, it's about taking the first step. But literally, Turn off your phone, put it on silent, put it away. Get rid of all the distractions.
Yes.
Set an alarm for, say, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because your 10 minutes reward will be at the end to check your emails, Facebook and all that. But set your timer to 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And count down in your head, 3, 2, 1, go. And work solidly for 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be absolutely shocked. You'll get more done in that 50 minutes than you've probably done in the past 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've heard of this before. Yeah.
You know, it's really mixing the gauntlet because we like to race. We like to get things done.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, it's like getting the child to put the dinosaurs back in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Race him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
See how fast
we
can do this.
Yep.
So that's huge in getting something done. And also, we have this real bad habit of looking at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for example, we need to clean the kitchen. We need to go through every cupboard. And we walk in the kitchen, it's like, oh, really? I got 4 million cupboards. They haven't been cleaned for 6 months. It's going to be an absolute nightmare.
That's why I don't make big lists anymore.
So we go and do whatever we do and we go and watch Netflix and whatever. And Netflix is getting a really bad rap on this.
We love you, Netflix.
I'm sure they'll cope. Please don't sue us. We love your programs, really. But, and then when we see this whole great big kitchen needs doing, we mm-hmm. then go and do whatever we need to do to avoid it. Whereas yeah. really, don't go into the kitchen to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Go in the kitchen to do one cupboard today.
Yeah.
And pat yourself on the back and that's it.
Yeah.
And one cupboard tomorrow, one cupboard next day. 7 days you've done the cupboard that you've yep. been yep. thinking about doing for 6 months.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Little action daily is massive reward, massive action, big time
yeah.
in the whole of the year.
In the bigger picture.
Yeah. And you take press ups. Mm-hmm. We all want to be fitter, leaner, faster and all that. So what we do is we come up with this brilliant idea. We've got all the motivation because we've just seen a friend and we haven't seen them for years. And they're saying how wonderful and amazing their life is and how healthy they are. And they mm-hmm. say that they go gym and they're fit. So we come home and we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we do 150 press-ups and mm-hmm. 100 sit-ups. And we phone our friends and we put it on Facebook, our new change of life.
Yeah.
Next day we get out of bed and we can't move.
Yeah.
Your body was not ready.
No, you got to take small steps.
Yeah. Do one press up and one sit up every day in front of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Not in front of your teeth. Put the teeth in the jar and do them in front of. No, but every day before you brush your teeth, do a sit up and a press up. Mm-hmm. And do that for a week. And then the next week, do two of.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, do three of.
Mm-hmm.
And you're building a habit, and the habit exactly. is more important
exactly
than the actual task. Then you imagine if you build that up to 100 of each a day, within 3 months, you've already mm-hmm. done like 4 billion press-ups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've built a habit that you cannot clean your teeth before doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So little action has built a huge habit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really key right there.
It is. That is the biggest thing.
Really, the best way to beat like procrastination is to just start working on better habits, focus on building better habits.
Yeah.
Maybe your problem is organization. Work on your organization every day.
And you hit one of the nails on the head as well with having an accountability buddy. But don't ask a friend, don't ask somebody. You really need someone that's not going to be flaky about it, that's going to tell you the truth and going to call you out on not doing it when you don't do it.
Yeah.
Which is what you did to me 2 days ago. So I thank
you. Yes, I did.
You did. I think you should have done it about a month ago. But that's not your fault.
Yeah. Well, I've got a lot going on. I've been neglecting a lot of things. So.
So yeah, that's our podcast on procrastination. I think we're going to revisit this because it's huge and we all do it. And the whole world's designed to distract us now.
Oh, yeah. I think it's one of those things that it's never going to go away. I think it's kind of in our nature to do it.
Yeah.
But if you're aware of it and realizing it's causing you problems, I mean, if it's causing you problems in your life, you know, it's something you can learn to deal with better.
You can. And if you want to write a book, if you want to write a script for a film, if you want to climb Kilimanjaro, if you want mm-hmm. to raise money, for whatever you want to do, if you want to buy a $100,000 car, really doesn't matter what you want to do. I've got some news for you.
Yeah.
You're dying.
Yeah.
And you've got one opportunity.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's not promised. So if you want the motivation and you want your thing, find your why. And then your motivation won't even be needed.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because you will have to live nothing else but that.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, you can do things that you once thought were impossible if you're motivated, if you want something bad enough. And you won't get that if you're constantly pushing that want away, telling it to just wait and be quiet.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you for listening. If you can tell us about your motivation stories or anything in the comments, give us a review, share, and if you can support us, go to flipitandrebuildit.com. Click on the Patreon and you can support us over there. Any last words from you, Susan?
No, I don't think so. Thanks for stopping by.
Sing that again.
Thanks for stopping by.
We should do a jingle on the way out, but just don't have me. Just don't get me singing. That's all. That's one thing. That's a big no. I did it once on my Facebook.
You know, you're super hard on yourself, and I don't think it was anywhere near as bad as you think it was. I thought it was just fine.
Well, I did not lose any followers.
Yeah, well, see, that's all that matters.
What are we talking about next week?
Next week, we're talking about feeling lonely.
Feeling lonely, and especially big this time of year, Christmas, and holidays, definitely. And New Year.
Yeah.
So see you guys next week. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for coming back, and take care. Namaste.
Bye.